Half the black population surveyed in the Tri-County is hesitant to get the COVID-19 vaccine. One expert says it's important to respect that sentiment, but also talk about it.
You have a conversation, right, to get to the why, because everybody has a why, and all the whys are different.
That's Dr. Leslie McKnight of the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 13th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The transformation of a family-owned sporting goods store on the square in Washington is generating some buzz. Joe Deacon reports.
Bronx Sports Center owner Kurt Reynolds says COVID-19 wiped out almost all of his screen printing business, while consumer shopping habits cut down on sports equipment sales. So Reynolds is addressing that sting by pivoting the business to beekeeping. He says he has been raising honeybees for more than 8 years, and it's developed into a passion.
It's really neat. We've always sold our honey, and it's local. We make our own candles out of our own wax. We just thought, bro, you know, open a store and introduce the public to it and provide a service.
In addition to selling honey and other related products, Reynolds says the operation will also be a hands-on, family-friendly attraction.
People will be able to watch us make it. It'll be pour our own candles. Kids will be able to come in, like for Mother's Day, pour mom a candle, take it home to her.
Reynolds says he's hoping to get other people interested in the hobby themselves.
Family wants one beehive. We can sell them hive. We can get them the bees. They don't have to buy all the equipment. I'll have the equipment, like when they want to spin out their honey. If they have extra honey, they're welcome to sell it at full retail price in my store. It's hard to have enough honey, local.
Reynolds says he will still do some screen printing, but he says the sporting goods are all gone after he donated 2 van loads of equipment to Special Olympics. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Peoria City County Health Department is offering COVID-19 vaccines for the general public at the former Headington Oaks Nursing Home in West Peoria this week. First doses of the Moderna vaccine are available for people ages 18 and older. Head to the Health Department's website to schedule an appointment. Woodford County and the Illinois National Guard will have more Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine doses to administer this Friday for people living or working in Peoria, Tazewell, or Woodford counties. And an Illinois lawmaker is proposing a measure to create a state income tax credit as high as $600 per child. The measure is one of the first pieces of legislation filed by newly appointed Democratic Senator Mike Simmons of Chicago. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. 70% of the Tri-County population say they're ready to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but that statistic masks much higher hesitancy rates among Black and Latinx populations. Tim Shelley spoke with Dr. Leslie McKnight of the Peoria City County Health Department about recent vaccine survey results and the next steps to address hesitancy.
Our office was very curious to get input from our community to, one, to see what the level of hesitancy would be in our community. And, you know, the other flip side of that is to also see the level of readiness to receive the vaccine as a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available to our community. So we put together a community survey. We sent it out to over 200 stakeholder organizations throughout the Tri-County region to basically ask questions related to the survey's knowledge, participants' knowledge of the vaccine safety and effectiveness, as well as their likelihood to actually get the vaccine.
One thing that really caught me about these results is the number one answer for what could convince you to get this vaccine for the African-American population is nothing. How do I convince somebody who says nothing is going to make me change my mind?
My recommendation, and this is my experience too, because I'm an African-American woman, and I am connected with our African-American community. So I have been a part of a lot of these conversations where their knee-jerk response is, no, I am not getting it. This is my decision. No. You respect that decision, first of all. But then, you know, you have a conversation, right, to get to the why, because everybody has a why, and all the whys are different. And some of the whys have been because culturally in America, African Americans have been targeted for medical malpractice and experiments that have been a detriment to that community. And I don't know if everybody realized there's a level of trauma that still exists regarding that. So that is a dialogue that we have to talk about, and we have to work through that, right? Because the COVID-19 vaccine is not that. This is a global response and a global benefit.
With the Latinx population saying they need more information, how much of that is a language barrier issue potentially?
You know, I think that's the fundamental barrier, actually. I'll even admit with, you know, the health department, we do post in Spanish, but can we do more? Can we do more? And the answer is absolutely yes. You know, a lot of the majority of the Latinx populations, they're in congregate settings, right? And geographically, because their culture is family and community oriented. So they have these tight connections, right? Are we going to these connections, to these areas, to these families? And are we being intentional about articulating this in their language in an understandable format? And then the other part of that, Tim, do they have access to the vaccine if they decide to get it? In my opinion, there's some work that can be done in that regard too. And that was the purpose of this report. Like, we needed to have data that would shape our initiatives and our strategies. That was the purpose of this survey. And so I think we were successful in getting that information. And now that we have it, how can we shape and be more targeted with our resources to really overcome the hesitancy, especially in our equity populations?
That was Dr. Leslie McKnight of the Peoria City County Health Department talking with Tim Shelley. And before we let you go, the Peoria City Council meets tonight at 6, and you can listen live at 89.9 FM or at WCBU.org. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.